And the open place in town around the courthouse.
We don't have it. It used to be a square in all the little towns around here. You have Courthouse Square. Occasionally, I've heard it called a plaza.
Where did you hear that?
Well, I would say in little towns around here, they would talk about the courthouse plaza.
Mm-hmm.
And that means the big square with the courthouse in the middle of it and shops all around the edge of it. And usually a fairly wide street so you could park on the edges of the street.
The whole thing, not just the grass part?
I think the plaza would refer to the whole area, including the sidewalks, the grass, and the land the courthouse was sitting on.
Say if you had a piece of furniture like that chair, you didn't have it square in the corner.
It'd be catty corner.
Okay, how do you use that?
I use catty corner usually to mean something that is across a thoroughfare on the diagonal,
mm-hmm.
across a street. If I say he lived catty corner across the street from me, that would mean we lived on an intersection and I lived on the southeast and he lived on the northwest.
Mm-hmm. What if, say you had someone's lot and the sidewalk goes like this and turns?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of walking on the sidewalk, you cut across their yard. Would you say you're walking catty corner then?
Yes, I would.
And before they had buses in town, they used to have
streetcars in Houston.
And you tell the bus driver, this next corner is where I
get off.
And the police in town are supposed to maintain
law and order.
And if you're a postmaster, you're working for the federal
government.
And in this county, Houston is
the main city. It's not the county seat. Oh yeah, I guess it is. Sure it is. Yeah, sure. Houston's the county seat of Harris County. That's why the county courthouse is down there.
The fight between the North and the South was called the...
I call it the Civil War. But it is frequently called the War Between the States.
Do people make a big fuss about that distinction?
Some people do. Most people would not ever notice that you'd said one or the other.
Do you ever hear any real old-fashioned terms for it?
The war.
My
granddaddy was in the war. You know which war your granddaddy was in. Occasionally, I think maybe once or twice, I have heard some old person talk about the conflict, meaning the Civil War. I don't think of anything else. Like, what else would there be?
Well, just Yankee War, Confederate War.
No, I don't hear people talk about that. They certainly talk about Yankees and Confederates, and they still do.
Did y'all have much of a feeling of being Southern and still, hostile to...
Absolutely. Certainly did, and that carries on. There are still hostile feelings towards Yankees.
What do you define as Yankee?
Anything outside the old Confederate is Yankee, except that generally speaking, the states that weren't in the Civil War are less Yankee than the ones that were.
Like
for instance,
Washington or Oregon.
You would think of them as being more Western. Anything like Colorado, Wyoming, Arizona, New Mexico,
mm-hmm.
all of those that weren't in the Union yet, and even California, which was but didn't take part in the war. You might say that generically everybody outside the old Confederacy is a Yankee. But if you're talking about the Yankees, you generally mean somebody northeast of here. Somebody northeast of Texas and Arkansas. Anybody from Illinois east, north of Tennessee. Tennessee is a border state and Kentucky is a border state and there are a lot of Southerners in those states, but there are some Yankees.
What do you define as the Deep South?
Oh, the Deep South, I would say, is North and South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana,